Good evening and welcome to Bedtime Stories with Thompson. We are reading L. Frank Baum's book, The Wizard of Oz. This is Chapter 9, The Great Oz.
Even though their eyes were protected by the green glasses, Dorothy and her friends were dazzled by the wonderful city. The streets were lined with beautiful houses, which were all made of green marbles and covered with sparkling emeralds. Then there were many people, men, women, and children, all dressed in green clothing. There were many people, men, women, and children, all dressed in green clothing. Several shops were open, and Dorothy saw that everything in them was green. There were green candies, green cookies, and even glasses of green lemonade. Everyone seemed happy and comfortable in the Emerald City. The guardian at the gate led them through the streets until they came to a big building exactly in the middle of the city. This was the Palace of Oz. In front of the door stood a soldier. He was dressed in a green uniform and had a long green beard.
Here are the strangers, said the guardian of the gate,
and they demand to see the Great Oz. They had to wait a long time before the soldier...
You missed a paragraph.
They had to...
No. You're here.
Great Oz. The soldier asked everyone to follow him inside the palace. They asked them to wait while he brought their message to the Great Oz. They had to wait a long time before the soldier returned. When he finally came back, Dorothy asked, "Have you seen Oz?" "Oh, no," answered the soldier. "I have never seen him, but I spoke to him as he sat behind a screen. I gave him your message. He said that he will talk to each one of you, but he will only see one of you each day. So you must stay here at the palace for a few days. I will show you to your rooms." The next morning, a young woman dressed in all green came to see Dorothy. She gave Dorothy a lovely green dress and even tied a green bow around Toto's neck. Then the woman led Dorothy and Toto to the throne room of the palace to see the Great Oz himself. After waiting for a few minutes, a bell rang. Dorothy walked into the throne room. The room was very big, and all the walls were covered with glistening emeralds. In the middle of the room stood a huge throne. It was shaped like a chair and sparkled with gems. In the center of the chair was an enormous head. There was no body, or arms, or legs to support the head. It stood alone. Dorothy looked at the enormous head with, to be continued on next page, wonder and fear. The eyes of the head turned slowly and the mouth moved. Then a voice said, "I am Oz, the great and terrible. Who are you and why are you here?" Dorothy was frightened, but somehow she had the courage to answer. "I am Dorothy, and I have come to ask you to help me return to my home in Kansas." The eyes looked at her for a few minutes. Then a voice said, "Where did you get those silver shoes, and what is that mark on your forehead?" Dorothy explained that the shoes had belonged to the Wicked Witch of the East, and that the mark on her forehead was the magical kiss of the Good Witch of the North. The eyes looked at her carefully, then they winked three times, and then they turned up to the ceiling and down to the floor and rolled around so they could see every part of the room. Then the Great Oz was ready to give his answer.
If you want me
to help you return to Kansas, Kansas, you must first do something for me. You must kill the Wicked Witch of the West. I have never killed anything. Dorothy began to cry. I have never killed anything willingly, she explained. And even if I want to call to the Wicked Witch,
even if I wanted to kill the Wicked Witch, I would not know how.
But the Great Owl said, this is my answer. Until the Wicked Witch dies, you will not return to Kansas. Remember that the Wicked Witch is very evil and ought to be killed. Now go. And do not return until she is dead.
Dang.
Sadly, Dorothy left the throne room and told her friends what happened. The Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and the Lion felt very sad because they could not help Dorothy. The next morning, the soldier with the green beard led the Scarecrow into the throne room. There, sitting on the sparkling dress throne, was a beautiful woman dressed in
green silk
and covered with
jewels.
Large green wings grew from her shoulders. The Scarecrow bowed and the beautiful woman said, I am the Great Oz. Who are you and what do you want? The Scarecrow was very surprised. He expected to see the head Dorothy had told him about, but he answered the Great Oz and explained that what he wanted more than anything else was to have brains. Oz was quiet for a few minutes. Then he said, I never grant favors without something in return. If you kill the Wicked Witch of the West, I'll give you the best brains in all the land. You will be the wisest man there is. The Scarecrow was confused. You asked Dorothy to kill the Wicked Witch of the West, he said. So I did, answered the Oz. I don't care who kills her, but until she is dead, I will not grant your wish.
And we are out of time, so no. We're going to come back to the rest of Chapter 9, Part 2, next show. Good night.
Good night.